When you first arrive in a country, you're sometimes not sure how to act. That's one theme we've been hearing in our First Days series, in which immigrants recall their first days here in the U.S. Today's installment comes from poet and author Marjorie Agosin. She and her family moved to the U.S. from Chile when she was a teenager in 1969.
When I came to the United States, and we came due really for political reasons, because my parents did not want to live under a dictatorship, but we came almost 6 months before the overthrow of Salvador Allende. So coming to the U.S. was extremely hard, and it's something I think about a lot, because first of all, I didn't speak English. I had very few friends. People made fun at school at me. I was bullied. It was a very dark time of my childhood, and something I don't wish upon anybody. And I used to hide in a closet, as if the own closet of the home we had in Georgia protected me. And every time a relative from Chile came to see us, I used to almost hold on to them and ask them to take me back home. And my parents knew that. But strangely, I have two siblings. They adjusted in a much better way than I did. But I think they adjusted because they decided to become Americans. And I couldn't become an American so easily. And I survived because I always wrote poetry as a young girl. And I wrote this poetry in Spanish because the only thing I felt that I had to hold on that was completely mine was my language. And I think now that I am an older woman now, I was able to capture the life of young immigrants through my writing. It's taken me almost 40 years to be able to do it, because I don't want young people that come from other countries to suffer. I want them to feel welcomed and mostly to feel loved, because I did not feel loved when I went to school in Athens, Georgia. There are many virtues of this country that I love. The virtue of opportunity, the virtue that you can dream the things you want to be and become. But I still think I remain at heart a Chilean. I like spontaneous life. I don't like to plan things. When I was very young here and I suffered a lot, my mother says, take the best of both worlds. And I think her wisdom has stayed with me, and I have taken the best of both worlds.
Poet Marjorie Agosin spoke to the world's Shirin Jafari. Agosin also shared some of her pictures from those first young days of hers in the U.S. You can see them at PRI.org.